Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi Gimel. We left off on the very bottom of Daf Tzadi Beis and Beis. We actually stopped in a strange spot. We were right in the middle of something. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing what we learned from the three different times that the Torah uses the word Karbano in the context of Smicha. So we had one suggestion at the end of yesterday's shir, and then the Gemara is going to reject that suggestion and suggest something else. What do we learn from the three times the word Karbano appears in the context of Smicha? And we're going to continue generally the discussion of Smicha throughout the entire daf. The Gemara is going to explain two different opinions, whether a Yoresh can be Somech, whether a Yoresh can be Smicha on a Karban that his father left, and whether he can affect Tamura on a Karban that his father left, and how we know that an Isha can affect Tamura. And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss other Halachos relating to Smicha, and the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that a Suma, a blind person, cannot do smicha, and we're going to have different limudim to exclude an eved, a shliach, an isha from smicha, and we're going to go through the rules of smicha. Does smicha provide kapara? What role does it play in kapara? What are the rules in terms of how many hands you have to place on the animal when you do smicha? Where exactly on the animal do you place your hands when you do smicha? So a lot about smicha that is from in today's daf. So the last thing we left off with yesterday was the three limudim from the word karbano. The word karbano appears three times. So he said, the word karbano appears three times to tell me the three exceptions to the rule that a karban yachid requires smicha. The three exceptions are Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach. Because in each of those cases, the Gemara said, you would have thought that they do require smicha, because you could have made a kal v'chomer from karban shlamim. That if karban shlamim requires smicha, and in some way karban shlamim is more chomer than each of these, and we're not going to go through it again, but in some way karban shlamim is more chomer than Bechar, it's more chomer than Meiser, it's more chomer than Pesach. It's more kal, and nevertheless it requires smicha. So certainly the Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach, which is more chomer, all the more so should require smicha. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, Ikal Mifrach, you could ask on all the kal v'chomers that we just suggested, two lines on the bottom page, end of the line, Ikal Mifrach, Malishlam Shekein Tunin Nesachim Utinu V'schaz V'shok. Karban Shlamim has a chumra that none of the others have. The Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach do not have. Karban Shlamim requires Nesachim, and it requires a waving of the Chaz of Ashok. And maybe that's why Karban Shlamim requires Smicha, and maybe Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach does not require Smicha because of that, because there's nowhere to learn it from. There's no Kal V'chomer from Karban Shlamim. So I don't need Karbano to tell me that Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach don't require Smicha. Anyway, they don't require Smicha because we have nowhere to learn that they do require smicha. So says Gemara, you're right. Kray asmachta bialma. The psukim that we're quoting of Karbano three times, that's just an asmachta bialma. But really, you're right. There is no place to learn in the first place that Bechor Meiser Pesach should ever require smicha. Says Gemara, if that's the case, ela kray lamali. So what's the real drasha that we make from the psukim? Meaning it does say Karbano three times. So there's got to be some limud that we have from the pasuk. Says Gemara, of course there is. Karbano velo karban chavero. That a person cannot do smicha on someone else's karban. He can only do it on his own karban. Karbano, v'lo karbano v'chavim. A Jew cannot do smicha on a karban that belongs to a non-Jew. Karbano, l'rabos kol bali karban l'smicha. And karbano tells me that if there are lots of different shutfin in a single karban, every single one of them has to do the smicha. It's not enough to have one representative on behalf of the entire group. It's a karbano, shall kol echad v'echad, Rashi points out. Since it's a karban of kol echad ve'echad, so that's what so each member of that group has to do smicha. Okay, then the Mishnah went on to say hayoresh somech, that if a man dies and he left a karban, the yoresh does the smicha on behalf of the father. So Tani Rav Chanani kamed Rava. So Rabbi Chanani taught a brisa in front of Rava that said the exact opposite. The brisa says yoresh Eino somech, yoresh eino meimar. That a yoresh doesn't do smicha, and a yoresh cannot affect tamura on an animal either. So, frankly, Gemara, but our Mishnah said a yoresh somech, umevias, and sachav, umeimar. That three things the yoresh could do is the yoresh could do smicha, a yoresh could bring the nesachim for his father's carbon, and the Yorish could do Tumura, could affect Tumura on his father's Karban. So in out of those three halachas, two of them are contradicted by the Braisa. Says Gemara, Amalei, if Chai, should I switch my Girsa in the Braisa and change the Girsa to conform to the Mishnah and make the Girsa in the Braisa that Yorish Somech, Yorish Meimer, meaning maybe the Braisa is an unreliable Braisa. So Amalei, so Rav says to Rav Chananya, Lo, Masnisa Mani, Rabbi Yudi, don't change the Girsa in the Braisa. The Braisa that you have is a reliable Braisa. It just follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, because this, in fact, is a machlokas, whether a Yorish could do smicha and affect Tumura Ditanya. Yorish Samich, Yorish Meimer, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yorish Eino Samich, Yorish Eino Meimer. Tanakama says, yes, he can, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he can't. So it's a machlokas on both counts. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a Yorish cannot do smicha on his father's karban, and cannot do tumura on his father's karban? So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda learns from karbano that it says by smicha, karbano velo karban aviv, that he could do smicha on your own karban, but not on your father's karban. And therefore, v'yalif tchilas hagdish misof hagdish. Tchilas hagdish means tumura, because when you try to exchange the kedusha of one animal onto another animal, you're creating a new kedusha on that second animal. So that's what we mean by tchilas. Hagdish. Smicha is what we refer to as sof hagdish, because the very last thing you do before the shechita is smicha. Take off the smicha, shechita. The smicha has to be done immediately preceding the shechita. So smicha is called sof hagdish. So we have a pasuk that tells me karbano that Yorish doesn't do smicha on his father's karban, and we learn tchilas hagdish, meaning tumura, misof hagdish from smicha. Mas sof hagdish Yorish eino somech, just like Yorish doesn't do smicha, after tchilas hagdish Yorish. So Yorish doesn't do Tumura either. So that is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who say that a Yorish can do both of those things, where do they learn their drasha from? So the Gemara explains, because the pasuk by Tumura says, Hamer Yamir, a double expression, L'rabo says a Yorish. The double expression comes to tell me that a Yorish can do Tumura. Oh, once I know a Yorish can do Tumura, now we're going to learn V'yalif Sof Hagdish, Mitchilas Hagdish. I learn the din of Smicha from the din of Tumura. Matchilas Hagdish Yorish. Just like a Yorish could do Tumura, Absof Hagdish Yorish Samech, so too a Yorish could do Smicha. Rabbanan Hai Karbano Mai Avdilei. Okay, but what did the Rabbanan do with the word Karbano? Meaning the starting point of Rabbi Yehuda's drasha was that when it comes to Smicha, Karbano, Velo Karbanaviv, you cannot do Smicha on your father's Karban. What do the Rabbanan do with that word Karbano? Karbano, Velo Karbanaviv, Chavim, Karbano, Velo Karban Chavero. Karbano the Rabbis called by the Karban the Smicha. It says three times Karbano by Smicha, and they're all accounted for. One to tell me not on the Karban of a guy, one to tell me not on a Karban of somebody else, and one to tell me that every partner in that Karban has to do Smicha. Rabbi Yehuda, how's Rabbi Yehuda going to know those three dinim? And he's going to have to, Lechora, sacrifice at least one of those dinim if he wants to free up a karbano to learn that a Yorish can't do smicha. So says Mar, the rabbis kol bali karban l'smicha lasle. Yeah, he sacrifices one. He holds that not every bala karban needs to do smicha. He doesn't think that every shutaf in a karban is required to do smicha. Vinami yisle, or maybe he does, and still he has a way to fit everything into those three times it says karbano. Ovid kochav mechaver michad kranavka. The fact that you can't do smicha on a karban of an ovid chavim, and the fact that you can't do smicha on a karban that belongs to somebody else, is all from the same pasuk. Meaning you could karbano velo shliach. Whether the shliach is Yisrael, whether the shliach is an akum, Rashi writes. Meaning we're mimayit the guy himself from to be mimayit the guy himself from smicha. You don't need, because that we already have a separate miut for. Rashi points out. So the point is, it's got to be your carbon and not someone else's carbon, whether that's somebody else, is a Jew or a non-Jew. It's got to be your carbon, not someone else's. So Yatle Trey Krai, and that leaves two more psukim that say carbono. Chad carbono velo carbon aviv. One to tell me, yeah, not even your father's carbon, where you would think that, and that's not derived from velo carbon acher, because aviv is a different kind of relationship. Meaning, not only do we have a aviv that a person is a yorish of his father in dinei mamonos, we even have a din by a father called kam tachtav, that a ben is kam tachas aviv, that he can even take the place of an av. For example, by Eved Ivri, the halacha is that if a person dies, his Eved Ivri does not go be Yerusha. Right? Let's say a person dies, has only daughters. His daughters do not yarshin the Eved Ivri. But by a ben specifically, there's a din of kam tachtav. So if he has a son, the son takes over the rest of the working period that the Eved Ivri has. He only works for 6 years, but the rest of that time period that the Eved Ivri has. So there's a specific inyan of a ben being kam tachtav that he certainly would not have learned as a kabernacher, that the brah karadu avua. There is a sense that the child is an extension of the father. So I do need a pasuk karbonov, a low karbonovit, and that you don't do smicha on the carbon of your father. V'idach l'rabbis called by the carbon of smicha. And then the third karbonov tells me that everyone who has a stake in that carbon has to do smicha on it. V'rabbi Yehuda hay hamer yamir. Now the starting point of the drasha that the rabbanon made was that hamer yamir teaches us that a Yoresh can do Tumura. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Yoresh cannot do Tumura. Hi, Hameri Amir, my Avadai. What does he do with Hameri Amir? So it says, Mar mi bayle le rabbis to say Isha. He uses it to be Marbe, that an Isha that's Mafresh carbon and does Tumura of that carbon onto another carbon, that the Tumura is going to be Chal. And she's in violation of Lo Yamir also, right? That you're not allowed to be Lo Yachlifen of Lo Yamir, that you're not allowed to do Tumura. Her Tumura is effective enough that she could be punished for that Isra of Tumura, and it's going to be Chal. The Kedusha is going to be Chal on the second carbon. Detanya, Lefi Shekola Inyan Kulo Enu Medaber Ela B'Lashon Zachar. The whole pasuk about Tumura, the whole parsha about Tumura, is all B'Lashon Zachar. Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yamir also, all B'Lashon Zachar. It doesn't say Lo Sachlifenu, Lo Yachlifenu. So Masofenu L'Rabbos Esa Isha. So how do I know to include a woman in the Isra as well, that she has a din of Tumura as well? Tamal Omar, Hamer Yamir. That's what I use Hamer Yamir to teach. Not that the son a Yoresh can do Tumura like the Rabbanan said, but that an Isha has the ability to affect Tumura. Now it's interesting, the discussion is raised, why is it that the Gemara has to say that the Gemara, the Fishakali and Kulu and Medaber El Blashon Zachar, that because it's Blashon Zachar, so how do I know that an Isha is included? Without that, you would need a pasuk anyway, even if it wasn't all Balashon Zachar, to include an Isha and Tamura, because without the pasuk, you would learn Tamura from Smicha. That was the whole basis of the whole Gemara, right? The whole Machlokas was either the starting point is Tamura, that you have a drasha by Tamura and you learn Smicha from Tamura, or the starting point is you have a drasha by Smicha and you learn Tamura from Smicha. So we're naturally assuming Sof Hegdish, Tchilas Hegdish, that one is learned from the other. So just like an Isha doesn't do Smicha, so naturally I would assume an Isha doesn't do Tamura. So I would need a drasha to tell me that she does Tamura. So you have to say that Dafka by the Yoresh, we learn Tchilas Hegdish Misof Hegdish, because if the carbon is considered carbono of the Yoresh, Legabe one thing, then it's considered carbono Lekal Dover. But by other places, there's no reason to learn Tchilas Hegdish Misof Hegdish. This is what Tosus points out in Dibra Maschil Lefi. Tosus also points out in that same Dibra Maschil that by Kol Onshim Sheba Torah, we always assume that we're Mashve Isha Leish, the Kol Onshim Sheba Torah, but that a woman is always included in every Yisr in the Torah. We don't need to specifically identify that a woman is included. Unless she's excluded, she's included. Meaning the assumption is, you know, if it's not a Mitzvah Shazman Grama, so she's always included. So you don't really need a Pasuk to be Marba in Isha. So why do we need a Pasuk to be Marba in Isha when it comes to Tamura, to tell me that she gets Malkus for Tamura? So the Gemara in Maseches Tamura says there's a Havamina that a woman is only Hushva Le'ish Legabe Onshim that are Shava Bakol, Bein B'Yachid, Bein B'Tzibur. Tamura is not Shava Bakol because Shutfim and Tzibur cannot do Tamura. So one might have thought that something that's so individualized and can't apply to a group, can't apply to a Tzibur, that a woman would not necessarily be included, and that's why I need a Pasuk Dafka to include a woman in the Din of Tamura. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who learned Hamer Yamir to be Marbe Yoresh, to say that a Yoresh can do Tamura, how did they know that a woman could do Tamura as well? Darish mi V'im. They darshan from the Vav in V'im. Rabbi Yehuda V'im lo darish. And Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, Vav in V'im is not enough to make a drasha out of. So that's how these back and forths normally end, where you come to something that's a machlokas, whether it's even the basis for a drasha at all. Okay, now the Mishnah goes on to tell us many halachas relating to smicha. Hakol somchin. Everybody, anyone who brings a carbon could do smicha, chutz, except for the following. Chayr Shotav Katan Suma Ovichad Evet Shliach Nisha. So other than those eight exceptions, everyone does smicha. So it says Gemara. And by the way, smicha in the Mishnah, smicha Shiyari Mitzvah. Smicha is not really the ikur mitzvah of the akrav of the korban. It's like the shirayim of the mitzvah. It's not going to be ma'akiv the kapara. It's, you know, it's the extra. And how do you do smicha? Ala rosh b'shtei yadayim. You do the smicha on the head of the animal with two hands. And b'makom shasom kin shochtin, you shech the animal right on the same spot in the very same location that you do the smicha. And v'tekef l'smicha shchita, you do the shchita immediately after the smicha. Tosos Maseches Sota on Daf Lamed Tes proves that the shear of tekef is that you can't have between the smicha and the shchita is less than 22 amos. That's what's pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. We have a few tekefs. Tekef l'netila bracha, that right after netila sidayim you're supposed to say the bracha. So really, ideally, you're not supposed to wait more than the time it takes to walk 22 amos between netila sidayim and the bracha of Hamotzi. So that's always an issue, right? What do you do? You have a big family, or you have a lot of people over for lunch. You have even if you have two sinks going with the washing. But, you know, people are schmoozing, they don't seem like they're in a big rush, and, you know, you've already washed. So what can you do? But ideally, it should be done as soon after Tekef Netila should be the bracha, just like Tekef L'smicha Shchita. And Tos says that the Kidei Hiluch, 22 amos. How far is 22? It's not very far. It's from this end of the room to that end of the room, and it doesn't take very long to walk that far. Okay, so says Gemara, Bishlam Achir Shot of a Katan to Lav B'nei Dayanin, who I understand very well, Achir Shot of a Katan are going to be excluded from Smicha because they're not B'nei Das. Ovid Chavim Nami, I even understand that an Ovid Chavim is going to be excluded from Smicha because the Pasuk says, Taberel B'nei Yisrael, and it says V'samach Yadol, and the Pasuk of Smicha says B'nei Yisrael, so B'nei Yisrael, Samachin, and Ovid Chavim. So it makes sense that the Bnei Yisrael do smicha, not of the chavim, because it identifies Bnei Yisrael as the people who do smicha. El suma my time alone, but why does a blind person not do smicha? So if Chisra Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi, Chad Omar Asya smicha smicha miziknea eda. It says smicha by Kabanos, and it says smicha specifically by the Parallelim Davar Shel Tzibur, which is brought by the ziknea eda, meaning the Sanhedrin. And just like the Sanhedrin cannot be blind, so too anyone whoever does smicha cannot be blind. The blind person does not do smicha. How do I know that a member of the Sanhedrin cannot be blind? Where does it say that? So that's a sugya mesech Sanhedrin daf yud zayin, that the pasuk says that there's shivim zakenim that Moshe had to designate to help him b'masa ha'am, to help him with bearing the burden of the nation. V'nasu itcha b'masa ha'am. So the Gemara darshins itcha b'domen lach, that they should be similar to you. That just like you're not a balmum, so to the Sanhedrin cannot be balimum, and to be blind is a mum. So Tosas raises the question that if it's derived from Sanhedrin, so this, forget about being blind. Anyone who has any mum should not be able to do smicha. So it doesn't have a teretz. It's a good kasha, right? Why is it that it's only a blind person that we exclude from smicha? The basis is from the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin darshins itcha b'domen lach, that it can't be any balmum, can't be on the Sanhedrin. Not sure. V'chada Amar, and the other one says no. You know how we know a blind person doesn't do smicha? Asya smicha smicha may olas ri'iyah. That just like a blind person is not somech on the olas ri'iyah because he doesn't bring an olas ri'iyah, so too a summa doesn't do any sort of smicha. How do I know that a blind person doesn't bring an olas ri'iyah? Pasuk says shalosh pamim b'shana yira'eh kol zuchurcha. So we darshin yira'eh. That the word yira'eh could be read yira'eh, that meaning that you're seen by Hashem. It could also be yira'eh, that you come to see the Pnei Hashem. So the Gemara darshins Maseches Chagiga prat l'suma who's not chayv in olas ri'iyah, because someone has to be able to be ro'eh in order to be yira'eh. Not only that, the Gemara also darshins, and this is somewhat problematic for our drasha, the Gemara also darshins over there that just like when a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees you, it's kaviyachol with two eyes, meaning he sees you fully, so too only a person who's able to see with two eyes is chayv in the olas ri'iyah. So a person who's blind in one eye doesn't bring olas ri'iyah either. So that's the weakness in this drasha, because we're saying a suma doesn't do smicha. What about a person who's just blind in one eye? It doesn't say anywhere that he doesn't do smicha. You would think he does, but according to this drasha, he shouldn't. If we derive it from olas ri'iyah, it should have the same dinim as the olas ri'iyah. Ulman diyamar me olas ri'iyah, my time alo yalef min zikne eda. The one who says me olas ri'iyah why doesn't he learn it from the Sanhedrin, from the Parel and Davar Shel Tzibur, from the Ziknei Eda? It doesn't matter, because Danin Yachid Me Yachid Vein Danin Yachid Me Tzibur. We'd rather learn a Karban Yachid from another Karban Yachid rather than learn it from a Karban Tzibur. So a Summa brings a Karban Yachid the din of a Summa who brings a Karban Yachid should be derived from Alas Riyah, which is an individual Karban. Parel and Davar Shel Tzibur is a Karban Tzibur. The Gemara is about to say, though, that Olas Re'iyah itself is learned. The idea that Olas Re'iyah requires Smicha in the first place is derived from Olas Nedava. So, L'chora, one could ask, how can you learn Gzeira Shava, one of the rules in Kadshim? The Gemara in Zvachim tells us that which is derived from a Hekesh cannot be Chozer Malamed, the Gzeira Shava, in London Malamed. You're not allowed to learn a double Limut. So, if the very idea of Olas Re'iyah is only learned from Olas Nedava, how can you then have Olas Re'iyah to then be Malamed about Shar Karbanos as far as Smicha of a Summa is concerned? So that's a Kasha that the Rishonim deal with. Someone just texted me this morning, asked me if I know of any place where we have a collection of what distinguishes Kachim from other limudim, meaning like this din, that you're not lomid min alamid, or that by Kachim you need shana lava kasav la'akev. Is there like a complete list, or is that it? Is that those two things? I don't know. I have to think about them when they come across. I looked at the beginning of the Masifta on Zvachim, I thought maybe they would have some sort of list, but maybe there is no list. Maybe there's just those two things. I don't know if anyone knows, so let me know. I'm sure I'll get an email today. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Ulmandi Yalav, my time of the Yalav, Ulmandi Yalav, Mizikne Eda, my time of the Yalav, Olas Re'iyah, and the one who derives from Zikne Eda, why doesn't he learn from Olas Re'iyah? Meaning, if you learn the din of a Summa not doing smicha from Ziknei Eda, what's wrong with learning from Olas Re'iyah? Says Gemara, Dan Midi Dichsiv Be Smicha Begufei, Midi Dichsiv Be Smicha Begufei. We'd rather learn from something that it actually says in the Torah, Smicha Bayit, Afuke Olas Re'iyah, Di Gufa Mi Olas Nedava Gemara, that as opposed to Olas Re'iyah, we only know that an Olas Re'iyah requires smicha from an Olas Nedava. Titani Tana Kamed Rav Yitzchak Baraba, Ve'akrevas Ha'olav Ve'aseha Kamishpat. That by the Olas Chova of Aaron on the eighth day of the Miluim, it says Ve'akrevas Ha'olav Ve'aseha Kamishpat. So we darshan that Kamishpat Olas Nedava, that it's done the same way as an Olas Nedava. And we made Al Olas Chova Shatuna Smicha. So we learn from there that the Olas Chova, like the Ola of the Miluim, requires Smicha. And what else is an Olas Chova that would require Smicha? Olas Re'iyah is also an Olas Chova that requires smicha, but it's all based on the Olas Nedava that the entire limud comes from. Okay, then the Mishnah went on to say, Eved, Vashliach, Ve'isha, all don't do smicha on the carbon. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains how we know that. So Tanu Rabbanan. Pasuk says three times Yado in the context of smicha of a carbon shlamin. So we darshan Yado v'lo yaravdo. It's got to be your own hand and not the hands of your eved. An eved can't do smicha on his master's carbon. Yado v'lo yad shlucho. It's got to be your own hand and not the hand of your shliach. A shliach can't do smicha on the mishaleach's carbon. And Yado v'lo yad ishto. Your own hand and not the hand of your wife. A wife can't do smicha on her husband's carbon. Rashi in the Ksav Yad points out on that second Rasha, Yado v'lo yad shlucho, that on Amud Aleph, we already darshan in the Brice of a Samech Adol Rosh Kabano, Karbono v'lo Karbon Chaveiro. So why do I need to be Ma'it Shliach? I already have, why do I need to be Ma'it Yado v'lo yad shlucho? I already have Karbono v'lo Karbon Chaveiro. So Rashi points out that the Pasuk over there is talking about someone who's Samech on Rosh Karbon Chaveiro without the Yediyas Chaveiro, without the Chaveiro sending him, asking him to do it, or even knowing about it. You just go over to someone's carbon and you do smicha on it. That's what we say, no, that's no good. Now over here we're saying, even if he asked you to do it, even if he made you a shliach to do it, you still can't do it. The Achronim raised the question that why I need a miut, that you can't do smicha al yedei shliach. The whole mitzvah is a mitzvah shebegufo, and any time you have a mitzvah shebegufo, meaning do I need a limud that I can't do tefillin al yedei shliach? That I can't do achilas matzah al yedei shliach? I try to wake up my kid for minyan, and he says, no, don't worry, Abba, I sent a shliach. You know, so there's no such thing. You can't send a shliach for a mitzvah shebegufo. That's the comment of the Tosos Ridim, Sechus Kiddushin, that the Ketzos made famous. The Tosos Ridim in general don't become famous unless you have some major Achron that picked up on it. So the Ketzos made this comment of the Tosos Ridim famous. The Tosos Ridim makes such a comment in the Sechus Kiddushin. When can you and when can't you send a Shliach? He says, any mitzvah Shabaguf that you got to do it yourself. You can't send a Shliach. So why would I have a Havamina that Smicha could be done with a Shliach? So the Chemdas Daniel, he says that the klal of not having Shlichus by a mitzvah Shabagufo is only on those mitzvos that you're Mekayim be'echad me'evarav, and you're not able to be Mekayim be'kocho, and a chatzitza would pasel, meaning that it has to be something that's direct. And because the way it works with Shlichus is that the pu'ula of the Shliach is mesiaches back to the Meshaleach, but the goof of the Shliach is not mesiaches back to the Meshaleach. So by Smicha, if it wouldn't have said Yada, it just would have said V'samach, mitzvah Smicha, I would have assumed, could be done with Chatzitza, that it doesn't have to be done with the goof, it's just that the pu'ulas ha-smicha has to be done, and that pu'ula could be mesiaches back to the Meshaleach. That is l'chora, not the Pashat Pshat, of how when something is subject to Shlichus, when something is not subject to Shlichus. You know, when it's affecting a chalos outside of you, but it's not something that's on your goof itself, that's when we assume that you could have Shlichus for Kiddushin, for Gittin, something like that. But Shlichus on something like Tefillin or Achilas Matzah, it's a Yeshiva Besukah, something that requires your goof, L'chara does not lend itself to Shlichus. That's what Tosfos Rid means. Anyway, Tosfos also raises the third Rashi we have, is Yado V'lo Yad Ishto. So Tosfos points out that the Gemara learns from the Pasuk by Karbanos, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael Somchin Vein B'nos Yisrael Somchos. So why would there be a Havamina that your wife can do Smicha, right? Meaning B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. We already know that B'nos Yisrael can't do smicha. So the Havamina is that not an Isha doing smicha on her own carbon, but Dafka on a carbon baila because of Ishto Kigufo. That Ishto Kigufo is that powerful that she mamish becomes him. So it also says, yeah, but why do I need a pasuk to be my women from smicha if mitzvah smicha is anyway only b'yom, and the rule is that any mitzvah shazman grama, nashmar p'turus from. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women can't do smicha, says Tosfos? Of course they can't do smicha. Smicha is only biyom, it's not belayla. So mele, they're not going to do smicha. So that, there are four terutzim that I know of in the Rishonim and the Acharonim. Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav, suggests that since the mitzvah of smicha and mitzvah of shechita are so connected to each other, so there's a havamina to make a hekesh between smicha and shechita, meaning very often, even if you have a mitzvah shazman grama, but if that mitzvah shazman grama is connected to another mitzvah that's not a mitzvah shazman grama, women are automatically chayiv in it. Right? Why are women chayiv in kiddush? Because kol sheyeshno b'shamar, yeshno b'zachar. There's a hekesh, there's a link between shmira shabbos, which is the los aseh of shabbos, and zechira shabbos, which is the aseh of shabbos. So because they're chayiv in shmira shabbos, similarly, you have such a din by matzah. Anyone who's not allowed to eat chametz, which includes women, are allowed to eat, are mechuyev in matzah, even though matzah is a mitzvah shazman grama. So there's a havamina that since shechita and smicha are so connected, right, they have to be in such proximity to each other. Take off the smicha shechita, that if women are included in shechita, then mele they could be included in smicha. We have a minute that women don't do shechita in Siman Aleph in Yerideya, that already the Rama says that women don't do shechita. If Soloveitchik thought that the pshat was why women don't do shechita, that it used to be in many cities in Europe that there was there were two Talmid Chachamim in town. There was the Rav of the city, he was a Talmid Chacham, the only one that knew anything was the Shochet. So if the Rav would ever go out of town, so the Shochet became like the assistant rabbi. So that's what he thought the minhag developed, that we don't let women do shechita, not because of this kind of smicha, but because of the other kind of smicha, that we don't want the woman to be like the rabbi. So that's where he thought that the minhag developed. So women don't do shechita, but really mikra adin, women do shechita. So you could think that smicha is connected to shechita. That's what Taisa says in Kiddushin. The Ritva Maseches Kiddushin says no. Women are part of mitzvah shazman grama only by a mitzvah that's a chova gemura, that the zman chiyuv is going to come and you can't get out of that zman chiyuv. You have to sit in sukkah. You can't avoid it. You have to eat matzah. You can't avoid it. But a mitzvah smicha is not ma'akiv the kapara. You could skip the whole thing entirely. So there's no havamina so there is a havamina to say that nashim and anashim are the same as far as smicha. Turi Evan suggests a third possibility, that nashim are only part of mitzvah shazman grama when the zman is gorim the chiyuv, and then once that zman passes, the chiyuv goes away forever.
But if the chiyuv is going to come back the next day, that's not called zman grama, right? We don't do mila belaila. We only do mila beyom. So is mila mitzvah shal zman grama on account of the fact that it's not kosher belaila, or no? Maybe mila is mitzvah shal zman grama on account of the fact that it only starts after day eight, after 1 week. So that's what Rebbe suggests. And if it's something that comes back the next day, then you're not going to call that a mitzvah shal zman grama. And then Rebbe Kiveger says, I don't understand the whole kasha at all. He says the mitzvah of smicha on its own could be done belaila. There's nothing wrong with doing smicha belaila. It's just that there's this requirement of take off the smicha shchita, and shchita is only done by yom. So if shchita is only done by yom, it just works out that smicha is only done by yom. But it's not the zman grama. That's an interesting comment. You have such a thing that sometimes you have mitzvos that are limited to a time, but it's not because of the Kiddush Levana, right? This is a famous comment of Shlomo Kluger in Shulchan Aruch. Why are Nashim not chayiv in Kiddush Levana? Magen Avraham writes, women don't do Kiddush Levana because they were gorim, the Pagama Levana. Fine, you can give me all those reasons once you tell me that they're pater, but if they're chayiv, I'm not going to listen to any of that, right? I mean, if they're chayiv, so why are women pater in Kiddush Levana? Why is there no chiyuv of Kiddush Levana for women? It's a mitzvah shazman grama, so they're pater, because you can only do it during certain days of the month. So Shlomo Kluger says he doesn't think it's a mitzvah shazman grama. He says it's the levana that's gorem the bracha, but the levana may be bound by time, but it's the Re'ias HaLevana, it's the event of the Re'ias HaLevana. Now when the Levana comes, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it come at certain times, but it's not the Zman that's Goreim Kiddush Levana, which is an interesting idea. That's how some explain the Shitas HaRamban, or what many claim is a typo in the Ramban, when the Ramban goes through a number of things that are not Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. In Mesechus Kiddushin, the Ramban writes, Svira Sa'omer is not Zman Grama, it's Mitzvah She'ein Zman Grama, and you would think, Ain mitzvah shazman grama gadol mizeh, like it's Sfiras Omer, you can't do better than that. So that's what they say. No, it's not the Zman that's going to Sfiras Omer, it's the Korban Omer that's going to Sfiras Omer. Elamai, the Korban Omer is Zman grama, but this is one removed from Zman grama. So such a similar svara of Kivegar suggests over here. It's not the smicha that's Zman grama, it's the shchita that's Zman grama. It's just that you can't do the smicha when you're not doing the shchita. Okay, so it says more, kolani lamali, why do I need the miyut, a special miyut for each of these things? One miyut should have sufficed for all of them, that the Torah is makbid, the smicha is done by the guy himself. So I know, it can't be done by ishto, by chavero, by avdo. I don't need all these miyutim. Tzricha, yes you do. Because ikas rachman achad, if it only would have had one miyut, have aminu mutei eved, de la bar mitzvahs. I would say we exclude an eved, because an eved is not chayv mitzvahs. Avos shliach de bar mitzvah, who shluch shon kamoso, but a shliach who is included in mitzvos and shluch shalom kamosa, maybe he should be able to do smicha. V'yashmin and honey, how would that have worked out if we would have jumped straight to isha right at that point instead of to shliach? An eved is not a bar mitzvos, but an isha is a bar mitzvah. Eved is chayiv in mitzvos ki isha. So that's a very difficult thing. I don't know what to do with that. V'yashmin and honey tarti. And if I would have been told about an eved and a shliach, so I would say that, yeah, because the love kugufe damya, because these two at least aren't you. They're just someone that you're asking to do it for you. Avol ishto to kugufe damya, but ishto kugufo ematismoch, that I would think that she could do smicha, and that's ki'ilu you did the mitzvah, so tzricha. That's why I need the drasha. That's also an interesting question. How far does ishto kugufo go? Meaning as far as hilchos edus, as far as hilchos hafaras nedarim and things like that, yes, ishto kugufo. By mitzvos, that I have a mitzvah that I have to do, and I'm not even allowed to send a shliach to do. And the isha, my wife, can do it because ishto kigufo. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from a number of the Achronim, that women don't have to light Neros Chanukah. A married woman doesn't have to light Neros Chanukah, even for the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, because ishto kigufo. That a husband lights the Neros, and ishto kigufo, and it's as if she lit the Neros because they're mamish like one body. So if Salvechik didn't think that made sense, because he thought that ishto kigufo, we never see it applies to mitzvahs. Would you ever say, your wife doesn't have to hear Kiddush? You said Kiddush, ishto kugufo. Why does she have to sit there and listen to the Kiddush and answer Amen? Ishto, it's everybody else, you need a Shomei Ka'ona. But ishto kugufo. Now from this Gemara, it sounds like ishto kugufo actually would apply to mitzvahs, if not for this drasha. So I guess the question is, so what does this drasha teach? Does this drasha teach that even though ishto kugufo applies even to mitzvahs, but not this mitzvah? Or does this drasha teach, no, ishto kugufo doesn't apply to mitzvahs, that you never have a kiyuma mitzvah that's done by one spouse, that the other spouse automatically gets credit as if they they did the mitzvah. Okay, smicha, we said it's shiyare mitzvah. It's like the extras of the mitzvah. It's not the ikar ha-mitzvah. Oh, by the way, on the Yishto Kukuf point, Rav Zilberstein has a, in Chashukei Chemet, where someone wants to know if he's a chola and he wants someone to go to the kotel to daven for him, so he has two people that can go, his wife or somebody else, and his wife could stay home and take care of him. Should he send his wife or should he send somebody else to daven at the kotel for him? He said, really, as far as tefillah is concerned, your wife will do a better job. Not only because it matters more to her, and then Baal Mesa Lishto, so there is a, obviously it's going to be more impactful for her. But he said, the Gemara says that there's nothing more effective than the tefillah the chola has for himself. Yafa tefillas hachola mitefillas hacherim alav. That's Rashi Bereishis Perchav Aleph. So Pasuk Yud Dalet. So and this counts as tefillas hachola alav. He points out in a footnote that that's l'chora stira to what the Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Hey, that ein chavish matir atzmo mi beis ha'asurin, that if a person is very sick, then he can't. You know, the Gemara tells us, I forget who it was, maybe Rabbi Yochanan, that he was suffering Yisurin, but he was able to daven for everybody else's Yisurin to go away. So they said, why do you have to suffer Yisurin then? Just daven for your own Yisurin. Ein chavish matir atzmo mi beis ha'asurin, that a person can't be matir himself mi beis ha'asurin. So it sounds like a stira. On the one hand, the chola's own tefillos are the best, on the other hand, the chola can't do anything for himself. So Rav Zilberstein said he asked his brother-in-law, he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I forgot what he said, something like that it depends on how much Yisurin you're suffering. If you're suffering so many Yisurin that you're not able to focus, so then you're not going to be able to be matir atzmo mi beis ha'asurin. But if you're not suffering so much and you're just a chola, but you're not suffering and you're able to focus, so then maybe your tefillahs are the most impactful tefillah. Okay, smicha shiari mitzvah. So says Gemara, Tan Rabban, v'samach v'nirtza, v'chi smicha v'chaperes v'alo in kapara l'bedam. Smicha doesn't give you the kapara, the dam gives you the kapara. Shinamar ki adam u'b'nefesh y'chaper. Ela lomar l'cha she'im asol v'smicha shiari mitzvah. If you are machshiv the smicha like shiari mitzvah, that's not ma'akev, ma'la l'avakasav ki lo kiper. You really didn't do a great job, the keeper, but you do get a kapara, meaning you shouldn't ignore the smicha, you shouldn't treat the smicha like it's nothing. V'tanya gabi tenufa ki agavna, and a similar limud by tenufa. Le tenufa le chaper, the pasuk says. V'chi tenufa mechaper, so le'in kapara l'bedam. Tenufa is not mechaper, the dam is mechaper. Sh'nevar ki adam u'benev she'chaper. Ela lomalach she'im asol, le tenufa she'ari mitzvah. If you disrespect the role of tenufa, ma'alav akasav ki lo keeper v'keeper. So you didn't get the mitzvah min amufchar, but you do in fact get a kapara. Ala rosh, so the smicha has to be done on the head of the animal. Tan Rabban, al rosh v'lo yada al rosh v'lo yada al tzavar. You put your hands on the animal's head, not on the animal's neck. Yada al rosh v'lo yada al gabayim, nor on the back of the animal. Yada al rosh v'lo yada al chaza, nor on the neck of the animal. So on the shoulders of the animal. So kol ani lamali. Why do I need three limudim? It's shrichi. Di kasav rachman achad limute tzavar delo kai bahadi rosho. If I only would have had one drush, I would have said, yeah, it can't be on the neck, which is bahadi rosho. The makom l'shchita is not in the same height of the rosh, it's a little bit lower. Aval gabo dekai la de rosh, but the back of the animal, which is the same height as the rosh, emalo, I would have said that there's no problem with doing smicha there. Tzricha, v'yesh min hani train, if it only would have told me the back and the neck, mishum t'lo shabi l'tnufa, I would say, yeah, because there's no tnufa done on the back or the neck. Aval chaza de shabi l'tnufa, but the chaza, which you do tnufa with, emalo, I would think is not excluded from smicha, and you could do smicha on that. Tzricha, that's why I need these three drashas. So yibayilu, yadu alat studin. Mahu. What about on the sides of the head, like on the cheeks of the animal or something like that? Can you do smicha like that? So on the jaws of the animal. So Tashma, Ditanya, Abba Bira, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer, Yadal Rosh, Velo Yadal at Staden. Doesn't work. Got to be on top of the head. Can you, let's say you have a cloth. You don't want to get your hands dirty with the animal. So you put a cloth between your hands and the animal. Is that a chatzitza? So Tashma, you can't have a chatzitza. You can't have anything being chatzitza. It's between you and the zevach. How do I know that you have to do it with two hands? Some reish lagish, some rekav, some achar neshtei yadav, ksiv yadav, without a yud, uksiv shtei. Zeh b'nayav, kalmak m'shnemar yadav, harekan shtayim, achshiv v'lcha kasav achas. Wherever it says yadav, we always assume it's yadav. Azra b'lazar m'lash ma'itim b'im midrash, or b'lazar, when he taught this in the base medrash, l'am m'shmeid reish lagish, but he never said it in the name of reish lagish. Sham reish lagish v'ikbitz, reish lagish got upset. How come you're not saying it in my name? Some reish lagish, that kalecha d'ksiv yadav tartin in who? So reish lagish is decided to challenge him on the drasha. See how well he knows it. You know, he's not even quoting him. He says, if Yadav always means Tarti, Lamin the myth of Yadav Yadav, why does the Torah say Yadav so many times throughout the Torah? So actually, Esrim Va'arba Yadav. He asked him 24 places in the Torah, it says Yadav. Yadav to Vienna, Yadav Ravlo, Sikelas Yadav. Ishtik, Rabbi Lazar had nothing to respond. Labasa Danaf Daite, once Rish Lakish calmed down, Amalei, my time alotemeli, Yadav to Smicha Ka'amri. You should have realized that the drasha is only about Yadav in the context of Smicha. So, frankly, well, the Smicha Namiksiv, Vayismochas Yadav Alava Yitzaveil. Says, no, that doesn't count. Smicha to Behema Ka'amri. We're only talking about Smicha Baye Behema. Let's just get to the Mishnah. Umakam Shasom Kinshotim, take of the Smicha Shchita, Maika Amar. What are these two last halachas? Hachi Kamar. What we're saying is, Vimakam Shasom Kinshotim, since you do Shchita on the same spot that you do smicha, take off the smicha shchita. How do I know that? Because smicha has to be done immediately preceding the shchita. That's why it's got to be done on the same exact spot in the same exact location. Okay, but I'm going to pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.